Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Pierce.
This is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
I usually do that.
I just stole your thunder.
You just stole my thunder.
How you doing?
I'm recovering from an exam I took earlier, but otherwise I'm okay.
You take exams in college?
That's
crazy.
Yo, did you see the Arsenal Munich? Wait, is my mic on?
Yeah, you're on. You know, you're usually supposed to ask that, like, not like a minute into talking.
Don't say anything. Okay. So basically, did you see that game was insane. It was insane.
That's so sad.
5-1.
First half
was 1-1, right?
Yeah. I think it's because Koscielny got hurt.
Yeah.
I think that's where they fell apart. First half, 1-1 for a while. Koscielny gets hurt. Goal. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
I think even more insane was the Barca game.
Right. Everyone was talking about that game, but I think the Barca game was even worse. Like an even more surprising outcome.
Definitely.
Everyone thought Munich would win like 3-1. Not 5-1.
I don't know how PSG did it. PSG right now struggling for PSG standards in Ligue 1.
What are they in the table?
They are second, if I'm correct. They have not been in first. Monaco has been winning in the league. PSG has been struggling without Ibra, except Cavani is doing extremely well. So it was not expected at all for Barca to struggle against a team like PSG. Di Maria just ran right through him. Cavani ran right through him.
Di Maria was insane.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Insane.
I have a question for you, though. Do you think there's a possibility that Barca could come back?
Of course.
This is the saddest part. That is the saddest part about it.
The thing is, like, yes, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
Because they're Barcelona. They've been in, like, I mean, they were completely out of form. I don't even think that they were playing that badly. I think PSG was playing amazingly, like way above their performance.
Yeah.
Messi had a lot of chances. Neymar had a lot of chances. But yeah, what about Casemiro's goal?
You see, nuts.
It was insane.
Yeah. That was the volley outside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Top bins.
That could be goal of the year.
The Napoli-Real Madrid game had some cool goals. That Napoli goal in the first 10 minutes was a very cool goal. Wasn't the shot was impressive, but the audacity to shoot that and like the amount of skill you need to be on that run against Real Madrid and look up and be like, in that split second, he's out of line. I'm going to shoot from 40 yards out.
That was such a bad mistake, too.
He was all the way to the left.
He was so far left, and it was a perfect shot, very difficult shot to make.
Yeah. I think Madrid's safe. They're going to get through. The only team that would ever be able to come back from a 4-0 deficit, I think, is Barca. I think Barca has a chance to win 4-0 in the next game, which is how absurd this is.
So this was 4-0 in Paris.
I don't know, but I believe so. I honestly...
Yeah, because Barcelona's wearing the light blue jersey. They're playing their away
jersey. There's no chance. So, they cannot let up a goal. They have to score 4 goals.
No, they have to have a clean sheet and score 4 goals.
Yeah. But if any team's going to do it, I think...
Right. I think Barcelona's the best team in the world.
So. Right now, they're not.
Yeah.
Definitely not right now. Madrid's better right now.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Poor Premier League.
Benzema.
Premier League's slacking.
Premier League is slacking, but when Chelsea makes a Champions League next year, they'll probably be the best team.
You know, I'm going to disagree, but I think in the next few years... Premier League teams should be on the rise.
Yeah.
In like European competitions.
I think that Ronaldo is gonna retire gonna go back to the Premier League, and so is Messi.
No.
I think that Ronaldo is going to he's gonna finish a lot of his career at Manchester United.
No.
I have a feeling. And I think
that's been a rumor for way too long.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Until like age 38, Ronaldo's going to be killing it in La Liga because he's one of the greatest of all time. No one else is going to be able to dominate when they're like 37 to 38. And then I think he's going to make a decision to go to the MLS for a year or two, spend some time in LA, and then retire around like the 40s. I think Messi's going to stay at Barca for his entire career just because of the nature of Messi and just how much he can accomplish.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen though when people like the likes of Iniesta start to decline. I feel like Messi is not going to decline when age kicks in. I don't know about Iniesta, but I have a feeling Iniesta might slow down in the next like 4 or 5 years. What do you think?
I agree, because Iniesta is not particularly a fit player. Kind of like, I don't know. I feel like the more athletic players tend to last longer. So like Ibra, for example, is probably one of the most athletic players in terms of like his acrobatics, his like his strength. Ronaldo is an athletic player.
Yeah.
Messi is an athlete. People don't think so, but Messi's like his legs are huge.
Most agile player in the world.
Yeah. So I think that I don't know. I think Ronaldo and Messi will last. They'll have a long shelf life. I don't think players like Iniesta or like Mata, like Xavi, for example, when he got old, got bad. I don't know. Pirlo was able to
play. Like, I feel like it's the same thing will happen to Iniesta with Xavi, except I don't think he's going to go. Xavi could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, he went to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Or did he go to Qatar?
One of the two.
Went to a Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern country. Yeah. I don't know why he didn't go to MLS.
Could have gone anywhere. He literally could have gone anywhere. Could have stayed in a top flight league anywhere.
In Spain. I mean,
England.
There was no transition. He went from Barcelona to Saudi Arabia or Qatar or whatever.
Should have just gone to like PSG or something.
Yeah.
Could have done anything. I'm surprised about that. I mean,
I think Xavi was.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, money. Yeah, I mean, like, when you think of Oscar's move to.
Career's done. He's 25.
Yeah. So
what is he doing? He's wasting years of his life.
Well. Did you hear a statement about it? He said it was a lifelong dream to play in China.
That's not a thing.
For a prestigious club.
That's like when people say it's a lifelong dream to play at Man City. It's like you were going to be playing second division soccer if that was your lifelong dream as a child. Like, It's just ridiculous. You got to be like
Man
more
City
honest.
Man City joined the Premier the first.
They were in the Premier League. But early 2000s, they were struggling a lot. They went down, I think, in 2002. I could be completely
wrong. They got relegated?
Yeah, they went down mid-table when we were in our teenage/younger years.
And then they got bought by...
Yeah, late 2000s, money came in.
Actually,
I think the big signing was Robinho. I remember that.
Robinho was a big signing. Did they have Tevez?
They got Tevez during the...
Slump?
No, during like 2011, 2012, about to win the title phase. That was crazy because Tevez went Man United, Man City.
Yeah. And then where did Tevez? Went to Juve, right?
Yep.
Tevez is one of the richest players in the world.
I know.
Is he the richest?
I think he is. Funny enough, Pele is up there. Graziano Pele, because from Southampton,
right?
He gets a lot also. But I think Tevez is the highest paid, £600,000 a week.
Yeah.
China, man.
Yeah.
China.
China's, well, they pay their players a lot. Ramirez went to China. Ramirez was so good.
Yeah, I know.
He's really solid.
Question for you. Do you think this is going to have a sustaining impact on soccer? Do you think China is going to just keep...
No, I think it's a black hole. I don't. I think it's just money. I don't think it's anything. I don't think there's like a program development.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why. I mean, I guess there's a lot less money in it in the United States, but if we could just get a good player like Oscar to go to Red Bull or something, that'd be...
Yeah, I know. But, like, I think I agree. I don't think it's going to have a giant impact. I think it's just going to just cycle out players who are not willing to play at the top level and, like, just consider money over. I think one of the more disappointing things... This is the people it cycles out is like Axel Witsel, who played in the Russian league.
Mm-hmm.
Really good defensive midfielder, great on the Belgian national team. You're like, okay, he can go from Zenit to Chelsea, Man United.
Right.
He could have, and then he went to China. That is just like terrible. He said it was a family decision, but he was already making hundreds of thousands of pounds every week.
Right.
Now he's just gonna make three times the amount. So like, it just kind of, I think it will help.
I mean, I want to see these contracts. Like, what?
It's
like,
insane, yeah.
They're,
me too. I mean, wonder what's going on.
How much money? Because, like, for Axel Witsel to go and play, you know, going from Zenit St. Petersburg, which isn't the best team in the world, but they make the Champions League every year.
Yeah, it's
easy for them to do so, but...
It's like, he can do better.
I mean, Zenit's a 4.5-star team out of 5.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're a good team.
That's fair.
They're not.
Maybe four-star.
Borderline four. If they're in the Premier League, they'd be like a little bit better than Everton, a little worse than Liverpool.
Yeah.
Fair?
I would think they're like an Everton.
I would say they're a little bit better than Everton, but fine. That's fine. Whatever.
We're on the same page.
But then why would he quit? He was their star. I mean, he was him and Hulk and Danny were the three.
Hulk left,
yeah. Right. But were the three big Zenit players. Where did Hulk go?
China. Hulk's in China. Those two players, I think what this Chinese Premier League movement is causing is just not helping, but you can just choose what players you want to support. So like for someone like Axel Witsel, I feel like it'd be harder to support him knowing that he could be playing at the best level, but he's going to a league for money. And it's just without a doubt for money. I know like some people will say like, I'm sure this is great for people in China who want to watch this, but like,
yeah, but
it's obvious. European soccer is always dominated. Motive?
Like, I don't think, you know, Axel Witsel truly cares about being altruistic and helping the Chinese league over like any other. Like,
doesn't, yeah.
Oh, he could have gone to Chelsea. Well, we didn't need him, but he could have gone to no, you guys need defenders.
I mean, he would have been a pretty good defensive.
He would have been good on something like Arsenal or.
He could fill in for Fellaini, a different fro, you know?
Yeah. Different Belgian. Man.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much what we got to talk about, right?
Word.
I mean, we've got some music. We have a potential guest coming in. This will be our first guest ever. But it's kind of just, you know, it's a possibility. We haven't really discussed it yet. So we were thinking about doing that every other week, inviting someone in, talking about what's going on with them, what's going on, and just in general, and seeing where the conversation goes. But anyway, we have some tunes chosen. I have the first one. By a little surf rock, alt rock band from Florida. This is a really cool sound. I was kind of happy when I first heard this a couple years ago. It was like a discovery of a new sound, like Beach Boys mixed with Cage. It's very interesting, very vibey, and like sounds like it's just gonna stay nice and soft. And then some roaring pixie sounds come in and some screaming.
Wait, before you play the song, real quick.
Yeah.
Speaking of Beach Boys. I need you to watch this movie that I'm going to recommend to whoever's listening to us called Love and Mercy.
Okay.
It's about the Brian Williams. Or what's his name? Brian Wilson, the singer of the Brian Wilson. Brian Williams is Brian Wilson.
I was going to say, what is this?
Who is the singer of the Beach Boys about... he had like... a combination of multiple personality disorder and he had a lot going on basically,
yeah.
And about what fueled him to write Pet Sounds and his relationship with his father and the relationship with a person that was taking care of him.
That's cool.
What's
the name of it again?
Love and Mercy.
Love and Mercy.
It is. All right. It's brilliant.
Cool.
It's brilliant. Uh oh.
We got our guest.
Look who it is.
It's all right. We're gonna play that song we're talking about, and then. We'll be back with Liam Knox from Ski Cops.
Fort Knox.
Yeah.
That was Demon Dance by Surfer Blood. Very beachy, very Pixies-y. All right, we got Liam in the house. No, I'm not turning your mic on. You're on silent. No, I'm just kidding. You're on now.
Thanks. Here's.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Fort Knox.
What's up, Fort Knox?
What's up?
up in WMFO before 2 a.m.
Why are you here, Liam?
I'm here because my good friends have a radio show at this
time. I forced them to come.
Yeah, this is all about the support, you know?
How much not, definitely not because someone is, Pierce is currently holding a Glock to my temple. That's definitely not it.
Definitely not.
If you're law enforcement, please come help.
Imagine hearing that like in the car. Just like, what's happening at the station?
Blink twice if you.
Yeah, you can definitely see me blinking over the radio.
Do we have to read a PSA? I feel like we forgot to do that. Don't we have to do that now?
We can do it whenever we want. We can do it whenever we want. But you know, you just kind of miss it.
Liam, do you know the one with?
With Paula Deen.
With Paula Deen.
There's a very funny
like,
one.
Block Party and I have gone through almost every single like gem in here because we do this thing where we like we'll like take the sheet and like not give any forewarning that we're giving a PSA, but pretend like we're having a conversation.
Oh my god!
And use regular conversational intonations while just reading off of the sheet, which is sometimes hilarious, especially when it's something like. There's some pretty hilarious. There's some pretty tragic ones.
Sad ones. The way they're worded are very funny.
Space heater safety tips is fun. One of my favorites. Safety. I'm a huge ladder safety fan.
I can't read the Paula Deen one without.
That's because Paula Deen eating a Twinkie is staring at you.
It's looking at.
And it's basically saying is good like exercise. Get diabetes. That's basically
maybe
like the.
You shouldn't.
That's just like what it's asking.
Fry up butter and then shove it in your mouth.
Yeah, and shove it in your.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad idea not to do it.
Yeah. Anywho, do we have a song lined up?
Yeah, we got Liam's
songs
song.
Lined up.
We
got
Fort Knox.
We got a couple Fort Knox exclusives up in here. What do you? Actually, I've been in here once before. I feel like last year, but. I feel like you guys have sort of...
Wait, to our show?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so. Maybe
we're very reclusive. We don't like other people.
Yeah, we don't like people.
But we're changing that.
What do you guys do?
Our show is subjectively objective, which means that we just give our subjective opinions.
But do you talk about politics? You talk about soccer?
We talk about like everything. We walk in and our walk from Carm to the station... Yeah. We're like, what's on your mind? And then we continue that conversation in the booth.
Last week, we kind of just talked about what we missed over the entire semester, politics-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A tiny bit of soccer. We didn't have time. It's just, you know, right now, this week, there's a lot of good soccer games. So that's what we're talking
just
about.
Yeah, we talked about that for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I heard you guys.
It was probably foreign language.
I didn't know China had a Premier League now. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they're like taking over because they're paying top dollar.
Oh, that's why we have to deal with China, my boys.
Yeah, it's
with China.
With China.
China. it's purely because the Premier League. That's it. That's the only reason.
Yes.
So what's the. We got a song from you.
We do have a song up next from a band I've been kind of getting into lately. As you know, on Ski Cops, we play a... You all obviously know because everyone who's listening to this listens to Ski Cops because everyone listens to Ski Cops.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Yeah, you heard it here, guys. Check out our Instagram and our Redbubble account for those. We are screen printing custom T-shirts that we'll be advertising on our Instagram soon as well. So
that's the PSA, right?
Yeah, that's the PSA. that's literally the PSA.
That's our PSA.
It's a public service announcement because it is public good that we're doing. Anyway, you guys know that on our show we do a lot of more like electro groove, funk, hard hitting power hip hop kind of blend. But I've been getting back into my rock roots lately.
That's what I like to hear.
And this one's a real contemporary band with a lot of rock root influence. They're called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And we hope you like it.
All right, let's hit it.
Yo.
King Gizzard.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Liam, tell us about that song. Why do you like it?
That was pretty cool.
I really like the riffs on that song. I think they're really energetic. I think they're super, like, just, like, they hit pretty hard, and they just don't stop. And, so, like, oftentimes that repetition can get old, but for some reason that song just, like, gets more and more powerful.
It's very full.
Yeah, it was like spooky.
Spooky.
I was getting, like,
spooky,
Halloween vibes.
Scary skeleton.
It's pretty spooky. No, but it was very, like, full. There was, you don't get bored because there was a lot going on.
That was a cool song. That was People Vultures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, People Vultures. That was vultures. Yeah,
word up. We got one more from Fort Knox.
Next up is another song chosen by Liam, mm-hmm. or Fort Knox. Mm-hmm.
His, I'm only going to refer to you on the show as Fort Knox.
You should only refer to me ever as Fort Knox because that's my legal deity name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now Liam has a Glock towards my head because I use his name. Oh, I just did it again.
Liam who?
Oh,
yeah,
that's exactly.
We're both.
Yeah, Liam who? Mm-hmm. I don't know, Liam.
It's a forbidden word. Say it three times and like,
it'll turn a stone.
Demons come and take your soul away. Speaking of demons, this next artist has many of them and is going to be talking about them on this next track.
Smile to me.
It's a really good song. Good song.
I love that song. I love Car Seat. I was destroyed by hippie powers. Car Seat High Rest, chosen by Fort Knox.
I recently purchased their vinyl, and it's just a dope vinyl.
This one, right?
Yeah, it's just like the illustrations on the the photos and the way it's laid out.
Does he do the drawings?
I bet. Dude is just the creative mastermind behind this project. I don't think anyone else really has much of a hand in it. Will Toledo.
It sounds like he picked up more personnel recently. It sounds like it was heavily solo project with drum machines, and now it sounds like a full band. I think this is probably like his best sound. He's hit a peak.
Because with Teens of Style, like, he was able to like make enough money to like try to do this, I feel like. Because it like was like a semi NPR-ish, like he had a Tiny Desk concert and stuff. And then this one came out, and Rolling Stone put it as like number three of the year, which is insane.
You look at the top 10, it's all like Beyonce, Frank Ocean, huge names. Number four.
Car Seat Headrest.
Yeah, that probably does it for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah, he's playing, they're playing at Boston Calling along with, have you seen the Boston Calling lineup?
It's insane.
Oh my God.
So good, it's so good.
How did they, in the fall, the Boston Calling lineup? Trash.
Yeah.
Absolute trash.
Are you going?
I'm gonna try because I think I might be here over the summer.
I might get a day ticket.
Yeah.
I already bought my biggest mistake. Last year Firefly was a blast. Firefly in Delaware, great lineup, and we were like, yeah, we're just gonna buy our tickets regardless. So we bought them. Lineup came out this year. It's just huge disappointment.
Well, you have Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's kind of cool.
But even that,
I'm talking like second, third, fourth, fifth lines, it's just utter disappointment. No. It's like T-Pain, Kesha, a lot of 2010 artists.
Yo, no lie, T-Pain is one of the best live performers I've ever seen.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I'm low-key excited.
Man's like a big dude, and he does flips and splits and raps rapid fire, and he sings like an opera singer.
No, he has a voice.
He has a voice.
He's just been so out of it.
Into a split at Brandeis when I skipped Tufts spring fling to go see him.
Oh my God.
Really good. I would check him out. But yeah, I feel
it. But anyway, he
has a great voice, apparently.
It's beautiful.
But why with the auto-tune? Is that just that?
Because it's a dope, because he was a pioneer. He was a trailblazer. Him and Kanye were the first to use auto-tune as an instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You know the Jay-Z rap song, Death of Auto-Tune?
Yeah. No.
Do you know that song?
Nah, nah, nah.
You should listen to that.
Hey, great beat.
I will.
It's kind of ironic, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's ironic.
Next song is a different direction. This artist has been pretty incognito in the past few years. She needs to, we're all waiting patiently for her sophomore album. I'm talking about Lord. This is one of my favorite Lord songs.
I don't know if I'm waiting all that patiently, but I'm hyped to hear this.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs off the album.
Around when I'm alluded to, this will not do.
Emola.
That was Bravado by Lorde. Very long time ago that album came out. But she's touring. She's yes. performing. And we have a public service announcement from...
me.
If you laugh more than three times, I'm kicking you off.
As you know, it's custom to read a PSA. So I'm gonna bring to my listeners a very important one. Guys, pay attention. Grill safety public service announcement. Not to be overlooked.
It's been like a minute since you've done.
Summer is a. This is. A, you got to do this one. Just read it.
Hey, Pierce.
What's up? What's up, Liam? I mean, Fort Knox.
You know what my favorite thing about summer is?
What?
You know, summer's a really super time to cook so many tasty kinds of foods. Including, you know, I like cooking vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. Vegetables on a barbecue is what I like to do in the summer. Not meat, but vegetables. But did you know a surprising and surprisingly related fact about cooking on barbecues in the summer, Pierce?
What is it?
Some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches.
It's a very densely populated city, town.
You know what you know what you got to do with a grill? You know what you got to do with a grill, Pierce.
What do you got to do?
You got to move that grill at least 10 feet away from any building before you even think about lighting it. You grab that lighter, you say, is this grill 10 feet away from the building at least? And then you light it.
Some backyards aren't even that big.
And you know what you don't want to ever think about doing?
What?
You don't even think about using out a porch. And never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. That's three evers.
Smoldering.
Steven, what else should we know about summertime vegetable grilling?
Well, Mr. Knox, if you do observe smoke coming from a porch or building, you don't hesitate to call 911.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate.
Don't even think twice about it.
They're just gauge whether it's...
It could be fog.
Yeah.
Even if it's a wisp. Yeah. If your uncle's smoking a cigarette on the back porch, you call that number.
You know what they say? Rather be safe than barbecued.
You're not being a cranky neighbor.
You're definitely not being a cranky neighbor. If you tattletale on your neighbor for grilling, you're not...
It's called being a concerned citizen.
Exactly. So that was our... PSA.
Thank you so much.
Brought to you by Subjectively Objective, 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
God bless you guys.
Grill safely out there.
That's what we need to hear. All right.
Safe with your grills, guys.
Yeah.
All right, we got two more songs. Next one's a new single by the band Hippocampus, which is also a great name.
Wait, there's a new single?
New single.
Oh,
and it is.
Guys, I'm first reacting to this too, so.
Okay, I'm excited to hear what you think because they changed their style a tiny bit.
Really? Okay.
I don't know how to describe it.
I'm a big Hippocampus
fan. A little bit. I don't know. I'm just going to play it.
Word. Wisconsin Pines.
Is growing.
What'd you think?
I really liked it. It was pretty ethereal, which is not what their music, I feel like, is usually more like very sort of sharp, kind of witty, almost Vampire Weekend-esque like pop.
That's interesting rock. To think about. Maybe more edgy felt, also.
Yeah, a little more edgy. Edgy isn't the right energy. There's more energy usually, and this one felt like floaty. But I
you
in
mean
like a good
Tame
way.
Impala.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this was kind of like synths. Because it's just, it was lo-fi pop.
Yeah, I got a Shins vibe.
Of like a Shins meets Bombay Bicycle Club meets Ariel Pink kind of deal.
Yeah.
And I think they did a good job.
I do too.
It was risky.
I do too.
People could think like this is more mainstream approach of their music because other stuff is a little bit, like you said, like more energetic.
But it wasn't, it was kind of like, you ever hear Beach Fossils?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Beach Fossils.
A little Beach Fossils-y.
Yeah, with like the echoey kind of vibe.
Yeah, it was super echoey. I liked it.
Yeah, good job, Hippocampus.
Nice.
They did this thing on Twitter. They said album coming out tomorrow, and then they just said psych afterwards. And everyone got so angry.
That's
they're like, please
so
love
upsetting.
Us. I don't know why they did it.
Dude, you want to know a funny thing? Is that the only reason I haven't seen Hippocampus is because I got into Tufts. Because
really?
I bought tickets for a Hippocampus concert with two of my friends. And then the only time I could go to Jumbo Days was when that concert was, and I had to choose, and I was like, I want to see Campus. I haven't seen it yet, and I'm probably going to go here, so I ended up doing that.
Next show, 100%. Let's go. I haven't seen him either.
I'm in, absolutely.
You're coming too, Steven.
Nice.
You got to listen to more of their stuff as well.
They're good.
Yeah. All right, we've got time for like, one more song. So let's just end it out right here.
Yeah.
We got one more song from Cage the Elephant's third album, Melophobia, which is an incredible album, in my opinion, their best album.
Yeah.
It's just really well done.
I love Cage.
This is like one of their smaller songs off the chart. It wasn't a single, but it's still very good. But anyway, this is Pierce Devlin.
And Stevie Honig.
And Fort Knox.
And this was Subjectively Objective on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thanks, guys.
Chain gang. All day long they're saying, hey. My, 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 my. is so hard. Give me water. I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.